Lyndon, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us on the program. What kind of expectation is now being placed upon Ken White's shoulders as the Indigenous Affairs Minister?
Look, the expectations are always high. This always seems to be a fairly problematic portfolio for any stripe of government. And for a long time, people have wanted an Indigenous person to fill that. And here we are with it right now. So he will be feeling the weight of expectation from people within his party and, more importantly, Indigenous people and organisations around the country.
There are currently a number of issues facing Indigenous affairs. I mean, you know, that's no secret. Certainly are the current high rates of youth suicides, just to pick one. To what extent is Scott Morrison's appointment of Ken White an indicator the government will be taking these issues seriously?
Well, you would hope that it is that indicator. Just recently, Ken mentioned that particular issue about Indigenous youth suicide. I think it is one of the most urgent issues facing us as a country. So he will have a deep interest in that. I guess in the lead up to the election and the nature of the election, I didn't see a lot of focus in terms of the coalition's platform, in terms of where it wanted to go in Indigenous affairs, and that could be a good or bad thing, particularly with someone like Ken there now, who I think has been around. He's a very conscientious person. He's a very smart and capable person, and hopefully he'll have the opportunity to really forge a path for the coalition government that they might not otherwise have thought possible.
Well, looking at those possibilities, the Indigenous Affairs portfolio has traditionally been a fairly challenging one in terms of advancing particular policies as a result of behind-the-scenes politics. In Ken White, in this role, do you think he is the strong voice, the strong individual that portfolio might need?
Yeah, it has been. It's a particularly tricky portfolio because it's long been considered a bit of a junior portfolio. Health, education, those types of things where those big changes can be made, I guess, a bit more directly, often lie outside of the purview of the Minister for Aboriginal Affairs or the Minister for Indigenous Australians, as it's now called. But Ken certainly seems to be respected, and people have gone to him within the coalition to talk about those issues. I know that he has very good relationships with the Indigenous ALP members, Linda Burney, Pat Dodson and Malandiri. So, look, I'm hopeful that someone like Ken can use all of those factors that are currently at play and make a real difference.
Of course, we don't just sort of want one single voice on these issues. There's been discussions about a future inquiry into an enshrined advisory body to Parliament on Indigenous issues. It's received some tentative support by Scott Morrison, despite being rejected by Malcolm Turnbull. Could this proposed new framework gain some traction in the near future, in your view?
I think it can. Just judging by the early signs, again, from Ken, and as you say, the Prime Minister seems to have softened that stance. Again, going back before the election, it just didn't appear that Indigenous affairs rated that highly within the coalition's outlook. So I think now that they've gotten in, that Ken's been in this, Ken's been given this appointment, they've now got a real opportunity, a bit of a clean slate, I think, as I say, to forge a beneficial path for Aboriginal people.
Well, it would be certainly something to see. Lyndon, thank you very much. Do appreciate your time.
No worries. Thank you.